Steve Miller. Zimbabweans are voting in their first election without Robert Mugabe on the ballot. VOA's Penny Dixon reports.
The two main contenders are President Emmerson Mnangagwa and Nelson Chamisa, the head of the main opposition party. Mugabe on Sunday called Chamisa the only viable candidate and rejected Mnangagwa and the ruling party. Piercing whistles and cheers greeted Chamisa as he voted. Mnangagwa urged Zimbabweans to be peaceful. A record number of more than 20 presidential candidates and nearly 130 political parties were participating. If no presidential candidate wins 50% of the vote, a runoff will be held September 8th. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Eritrea says it and Somalia have agreed to restore diplomatic relations. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
The countries have not had diplomatic ties for nearly 15 years. Eritrea remains under United Nations sanctions for allegedly supporting the Somalia-based Al-Shabaab extremist group, although Eritrea denies it. Ethiopia's reformist Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has asked that the sanctions on Eritrea be dropped, and the UN chief has indicated the sanctions could be obsolete. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
The head of the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 investigation team told reporters investigators would find out what happens to the four-year-old missing plane only if the wreckage is found. He said the possibility of intervention by a third party could not be dismissed.
Due to the significant lack of evidence available to the team, we are unable to determine with any certainty the reasons that the aircraft diverted from its far flight plan route.
He said the gaps in the investigations and too many unanswered questions. This is VOA News. Indonesian authorities provided an update after a deadly earthquake rocked Lombok Island Sunday.
Today, one hiker passed away at Mount Rinjani. His name is Muhammad Ainul Taksim, a 26-year-old university student from Makassar. The information we received said he was killed by falling stones during a landslide. No foreigner was killed on Mount Rinjani.
The National Disaster Mitigation Agency says an estimated 689 people still remain trapped on the mountain after trekking paths were covered by debris from landslides. The wildfire burning almost unchecked in Northern California has claimed its sixth victim. Firefighter John Nicky told KNBC, fighting the car fire is a challenge.
It's hard to corral this thing. It's to the point where you're going to have to back off and find a safer place to move in.
Only a small portion of the fire has been contained. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to shut down the government Sunday if Congress does not fund construction for his border wall. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Senator Ron Johnson says a government shutdown was not a good idea.
Let's hope not. I think hopefully most of the appropriation bills will actually be passed, a little better prioritization of spending. So I certainly don't like playing shutdown politics.
The U.S. leader claimed Democrats need to give him the votes for border security, which includes the wall and other tougher national immigration policy changes. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen claimed victory in that nation's weekend election. However, as Reuters' Grace Lee reports, rights groups said it was neither free nor fair.
In a statement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Sunday's vote failed to represent the will of the Cambodian people, adding that the election campaign was marred by threats from national and local leaders. But Cambodian officials hit back, saying that the statement was an attempt to intimidate Cambodia. A government spokesperson told Reuters this is against the Cambodians who went to vote to decide their own fate. The ruling party has won an estimated 100 out of 125 parliamentary seats, and more than 82% of those registered to vote cast a ballot. The opposition had urged voters to boycott the elections, but authorities warned anyone doing so would be seen as a traitor.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. Pope Francis on Monday accepted the resignation of an Australian archbishop convicted in criminal court of covering up the sexual abuse of children by a priest. An Australian magistrate said Archbishop Philip Wilson had shown no remorse for concealing the crimes that took place during the 1970s. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
Best music today.